Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 21st edition. Have an 11-game slate on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. It was a wild one on a Tuesday, to say the least. Nice 15-game slate that went banana lands, as you'd expect. So we move on into Wednesday. You know, your top pitchers paid off really well. The punts were very interesting. The bats, some were awesome, some were not so much. So That's the world of baseball. We move on to Wednesday. Again, an 11-game slate. Lots of good-looking totals here. Yeah, Kansas City at Baltimore, 10.5. Angels-Rangers, 10.5. Nationals-Pirates, 9. Indians-Mets, 9. Phillies-Red Sox, 12. Marlins-Braves, 9. Brewers-Cardinals, 8.5. Giants-Cubs waiting on that one because it's Wrigley Field. Tigers-Astros, 8.5. Yankees-A's, 9.5. Blue Jays, Dodgers, 8.5. So you have four of the 11 totals, 9.5 or higher, which is nice. You have actually seven of them that are 9 or higher. So there's just going to be some offense tonight, but still some very good pitching to target on this slate. Watch the weather, though. Philadelphia at Boston. Wind's blowing out to center about 10 miles an hour. That's why the total is so high, besides the bad pitching. But plus 30% chances of rain there. Cleveland at the Mets. Wind blowing out to center about 12 miles an hour. 20% chances of rain there. And then Milwaukee and St. Louis, 40% chances of rain. That one looks pretty nasty, but you never know. Midwest, this time of year, could be scattered, could miss the ballpark. So three games, Boston, Mets, St. Louis. Watch the rain situation in those ones. All right, let's get it going. You got four pitchers over 10K. You got seven pitchers, 9K and above. Justin Verlander, $12,000, takes the cake in this one. Similar to Kershaw last night, who was very, very good. You got Verlander, who's just been outstanding this year, averaging 28 points per game at home. He's faced the Tigers, his former team, once. Seven innings, one earned on a solo shot, 9 Ks for 33.4 DraftKings points. Verlander loves to give up the long ball. We've seen that time and time again. But at the same time, he's got a 35% K rate of his own. It's that 34% ground ball rate that gets him in trouble from time to time. Facing a Tigers team that strikes out almost 28% of the time versus righties and a minus 450 favorite for Verlander. If you want to pay all the way up, Verlander is a phenomenal play. Probably not a necessary play, but a phenomenal play nonetheless. For $600 cheaper, you can go Walker Buehler, 11-4 at home against the very, very good young Toronto Blue Jays. Buehler's been great at home, a 2.33 home ERA compared to 4.37 on the road. Averaging 28 DraftKings points at home. Recent home starts, 25 against Arizona, 52 against San Diego, 39 against Miami, 23 against Arizona, 53 against Colorado, 26 against the Cubs. He has loved the friendly confines of Chavez Ravine and that mound he calls home. Toronto strikes out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Buehler, a minus 320 home favorite, 29% K rate of his own to go with a 44% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. And, you know, the Tigers, I didn't say this for Verlander, I've been doing this podcast for almost four full seasons now. I think four, maybe five. No, four full seasons. The Tigers team totals 1.45. Never seen that before. Never. And I've seen some crazy Kershaw numbers. 1.45 is nuts. The Toronto Blue Jays are 2.5 against Walker Buehler, which is still outstanding. But that 1.45 stood out like a sore thumb. Like, holy shnikes. But both good plays. Buehler is a nice pivot off of Verlander if you got to save some cash. Both really good plays up top. And then the third guy you can target, watch the weather, see what it looks like. But right now, I'm seeing winds blowing in from left in Wrigley. Yu Darvish is $10,000, pitching really well of late. 32 at Philly, 21 at Cincinnati, 26 against Milwaukee, 23 at St. Louis. He only put up 13 at the Giants, shockingly. Then 29 against Cincinnati, 27 against Pittsburgh. So 21 or more points in six of his last seven starts. Really starting to find that zone. He's not walking anybody, which is the big thing with Yu Darvish. The Giants strike out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Darvish, 29% K rate, 46% ground ball rate, and only a 30% hard contact rate. Those are all just great numbers from Darvish there. Lefties are hitting .342. He's been much better the last like month to 2 months, though. And righties hitting .266. The Giants, shockingly, they put together an offense with these young kids. Their WOBA is up to .315, and ISO is up to .174 versus right-handed pitching. Those are things I never thought I'd see this season. So they are hitting the ball well, especially on the road, much better on the road than at home. But Darvish at 10K in play for you tonight. So in this 10K and above range, I got Verlander 1, Darvish 2, Bueller 3. Kind of a price point thing. I think Bueller is still a phenomenal play. I respect the Toronto Blue Jays young kids. Like, they have zero given Fs out there. Bichette taking Kershaw deep twice is just so awesome to watch. They're having fun playing baseball, and they're super talented. But all three in play for you tonight. In the 8 and 9K range, I got two guys to look at. This is how ugly things get real quick after you leave the top. Adam Wainwright is $9,000 tonight. He's actually kind of pitched okay. He's averaging over 20 points per game at home, a 2.19 home ERA compared to 6.64 on the road. He's faced Milwaukee once this year, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks for 18.5 DraftKings points. He's put up back-to-back 20-plus point games. Recent home starts, 26.7, 16, 30.2, 23.6, 14. On a slate like this, I know he's $9,000, so you're expecting big boy things. He's got that 25-plus point upside. At the same time, if you can go out there and give me 15-plus on a slate like this, I'm going to be a happy man. The way you've seen pitching go of late, it's been really, really ugly. You obviously want much more than 15. But if you can put a guy out there that's hopefully not going to just tank your entire lineup, you got potential there. Milwaukee striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Wainwright's got a 23% K rate and a 49% ground ball rate this year, which is outstanding. Lots to like in that respect. Milwaukee's got a 4.17 team total. Lefties, 356. Righties, 294. And that's the thing with Milwaukee. You got to worry about those lefties. You got Yelich. You got Thames. You got Grisham. They could put Gamble out there. Moustakas. You have a few that really scare you. Like yesterday, I think they sat Moustakas and Grisham. So that was a gift to Michael Walker. We talked about it in the Slack chat. Like, when that lineup came out, I was like, okay, that's a gift. He becomes punt viable. And he pitched very well, surprisingly. When lineups dictate things that you're not seeing at 5:30 in the morning, you make pivots. But I have a feeling Moose and Grisham will be back tonight. But maybe Yelich sits. Maybe Thames sits. There's ways to keep an eye on it. So Wainwright is an option at $9,000. One of the more popular options, there's three plays coming up here that I could really just get behind in punt pitching. And one of them is Julio Teheran at $8,000 at home against the Miami Marlins. I was talking with Adam Strangis last night from RotoCurve on Twitter, and he knew exactly who I was talking about when I mentioned there's three punts we could roll with. He's faced Miami four times this year, struck out 22 guys in 25 innings pitched. He's only given up one run in those 25 innings. That was a solo shot. He's averaging over 23 points per game against the Miami Marlins. Faced him three games ago, 28.2 in Miami. He's been very, very good this year against the Fish. And at home, he's pitched pretty darn well. When you look at Teheran, you have a Miami team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Teheran's a -190 home favorite in this matchup with a 21% K rate of his own and a 40% ground ball rate. Nothing's ever a guarantee in life, but a 3.8 total for the Fish, third lowest on the slate. They have a 289 WOBA and a 134 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Teheran at 8K, very nice. I got Teheran 1, Wainwright 2 in this range. Now when we're going punting, there's two guys down here. Adrian Hauser is $5,200. He's at the St. Louis Cardinals. He's faced him once this year. It did not go well. Not good, Bob. But this Hauser's been very, very good of late. And on the road, 18.2 at Washington. He had 33 at home against Texas. 7.3 at the Cubs, which sucks. But then 18.3 at Oakland. Really good four-game run he's put together here. 5 Ks or more in three of those four outings. He's got big-time strikeout stuff. He's going at least five innings in every start. $5,200. Leaves you a lot you can work with at this price point. A Cardinals team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Hauser's K rate's up to 25%, and he has a 55% ground ball rate, which is absolutely outstanding. When you break it down some more, the Cardinals have a 4.3 team total, lower half on the slate. Lefties 313, righties 256 against Hauser, and the Cardinals are a heavy right-handed hitting ball club. So that's a big plus. And they've really struggled versus righties this year, a 307 wOBA and a 166 ISO. So Hauser at 52, nothing's a given in life, but that's a very, very solid punt on this slate. And the other one, I tweeted him out last night, that's what started the discussion with Adam, is Michael Montgomery is $4,200. This is a boy we've been on for a while. This is a guy I've been on in season long. I talked about him on Bench with Bubba, last night's episode 203, Bubba and the Bat Flip 5 that dropped, plus previous episodes. I've been a big fan of Mike Montgomery. I picked him up in a lot of leagues. He's going to get run with the Royals. He pitched well when he started in the past. His three starts so far of late, he's gone five innings or more. No earned runs in his last two. Two earned runs prior to that, two solo shots. He has 3-12 and 7 strikeouts, 16.5 or more DK points in all three of those outings. He's looked very, very good. The ball can fly out of Camden, no hiding that, but it's a Baltimore Orioles team that strikes out 23.5% of the time versus lefties. Montgomery, 19% K rate, 46% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. And you got a Baltimore team. It's a 5.2 team total. But they have a 308 wOBA and a 158 ISO versus left-handed pitching. They've struggled tremendously, which is weird because you got Mancini, you got Nunez, you got Hanser Alberto. Three guys that hit lefties very, very well, but the rest of the team has pooped the bed against left-handed pitching. So Montgomery at 42 is very, very nice. I got Montgomery 1, Adrian Hauser 2. But really, the moral of the story is if you don't want to pay up, well, if you want to pay up, you got Hauser on Montgomery to pair with Bueller and Verlander and Darvish real easily. Or you just say, F it. Teheran, Hauser, Montgomery, that threesome right there, I'm going to mix and match, get all Z-bats, all of them, and just pray your pitching doesn't completely tank. Those are the philosophies I go with tonight. I have a good feeling I'll just be saying, F it, and getting some pitching. We'll see how the lineups look later on, but it's either that or I got some Hauser and some Montgomery pairing up top, and we're going to rock and roll. So recapping your pitching, it's up top Verlander, Darvish, Bueller. In the middle, Teheran, Wainwright. Down below, Montgomery, Hauser. Let's get the bats on this 11-game slate. Catcher's position, you got JT Realmuto against Porcello. Realmuto's up to 5,200. That's getting out of my catcher happy zone. You got Christian Vasquez versus Drew Smyly at 42. That can definitely get taken into play. Boston, 6.5 team total. Lefties, 402. Righties, 367 versus Drew Smyly. So Vasquez at 42 is very nice. So is Gary Sanchez. Mike Fiers has been good. El Guerri went deep again last night. He's crushing baseballs, folks. He's doing Gary Sanchez things. 12 or more points in four of his last six ball games. $4,100 against Mike Fiers. Something you can take a look at because usually Fiers has some nice reverse splits you can pick on with the Yankees. Yeah, this season lefties 304, righties 341. When you drop below 4K, you got Yasmani Grandal at 39, part of a Milwaukee stack. You can go that direction. Vic Caratini at 36 first. Derek Rodriguez of the Giants. That could be a nice spot there for the Cubs catcher. Sliding on down some more. You got the likes of, say, Jorge Alfaro at 33. Could be worth a look for you again tonight if you're looking for something cheap. Other than that, you're just going Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He might get some playing time against the lefty at 3,200. That's not a great play, but it's an option. If you're going cheaper, Danny Jansen at 3K versus Bueller, probably not running to play that one. Martin Maldonado at 28 is very nice versus Derek Norris. Maldonado went deep yesterday. That's a very good punt below 3K. Maldonado's right now is taking the cake in the punt department. But check lineups, see what pops up. You'll probably get some more like Max Stassi at 2K, Jeff Mathis at 2K, Bim Boom of the Angels at 2K. Those are three guys where you say, screw it. Put those guys in there, get all the bats. First base, Pete Alonso is always in play in a GPP, but you guys like Yuli Gurriel at 5,100 versus Norris is great. The Astros have a 7.05 team total. That is redonkulous. Lefties 330, righties 347 off Daniel Norris. Great spot for the Houston Astros. Yuli Gurriel at 51 in play for Shizzle. Trey Mancini against Mike Montgomery. If you're not using Montgomery, Trey Boo Boo at 49, worth the play. But if you don't want to pay up, just go down to Max Muncy. He's first base, second base eligible. He's $4,800. Went deep again last night. 24, 16, 18, 20, 11, 11, 3, 18. So 11 or more points in 8 of his last 9 ball games. $4,800 goes against Wuggis back tonight. Dodgers have a total of 6. There's 3 totals tonight of 6 or higher. Houston, Boston, LA. The Dodgers are 6. Crushing baseballs again last night. They love facing right-handed pitching. On the season, Wuggis backs lefties 281, righties 409. But when you're the Dodgers, the way you crush right-handed pitching, Max Muncy at 48, very, very solid play for you tonight. Anthony Rizzo double-donged it last night. I was a big fan of him and the Cubbies in that matchup. You could definitely go back there. You know, wind's not blowing out like it was last night, but Rizzo at 46 against D-Rod, who's really not that good. Lefties 346, righties 351 versus Derek Rodriguez. Sliding on down, if you want to pick on Musgrove, you go to Matt Adams at 46. I'm not a fan of Matt Adams at 4,600. You can definitely do it if you want, but I like Adams when he's a cheaper play. I'd rather Rizzo at 46. I'd rather Muncy at 48. Or even a Matt Olson against a lefty at 45. Olson went deep last night. He gets J.A. Happ tonight. He's giving up a ton of power to righties. Olson could be a nice contrarian way if you're stacking the A's up against J.A. Happ. Oakland's a 4.85 team total. Lefties 294. Righties 344. And Happ's given up a ton of power to right-handed hitting. So Olson's a good way to differentiate if you're stacking it up at 45. You got Rhys Hoskins at 43 and a GPP. Renato Nunez, again, if you're not using Montgomery, Nunez has a lot of power versus left-handed pitching. Someone to keep in mind at $4,300. When you get to the bottom four, like Mark Connors, first base outfield eligible for the A's. He went deep last night. 23, 3, 12, 20 in his last four. He's got some big-time pop in that bat. Again, first base outfield eligible. $4,200, nice part of a stack versus J.A. Happ. Sam Travis, love targeting him versus lefties. Very, very cheap compared to the rest of the Red Sox. $4,100. He went deep 2 games ago. Always has that big home run upside. $4,100 versus Drew Smyly. Very solid value. First base and outfield eligibility. So you can get the discount at either position. When you get to 4K and below now, you got Jock Jams at 39. Took a position player deep last night. So that always goes well. People love that stuff. He's in play at 39 in the GPP. Then other than that, you just kind of check Chester Cuthbert versus Aaron Brooks. Kansas City is in a phenomenal spot tonight. Aaron Brooks got teed off on by Boston last time around. Kansas City's got a 5.3 team total. Lefties 391, righties 348. People don't like playing Kansas City because they're expensive. Well, Chester Cuthbert's 34. It's only a couple pieces are expensive. You can stack around those expensive pieces. So don't sleep on the Royals. Again, this is why there's a lot of ways to go tonight. You have, let's just look at this real quick. I'm going to take a detour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 team totals. 9 of the 22 teams have team totals of 5 or higher. They're expecting offense on some of the big boys tonight. So keep that in mind. You don't have to make it super crazy. Second base position, you got Jose Altuve versus Norris at 51. That's a great cash game play. Just a great game play, period. 24 points last night for Altuve as he went 3-for-5 with a ding-dong. 5,100, good spot there versus Norris. Whit Merrifield versus Brooks, not bad. But Johnny VR switch hitting versus Montgomery at 49 has got some upside. Mentioned Max Muncy at 48. That's a really good price tag in that matchup. If you want to fade Caleb Smith, I respect Caleb Smith. He's not nearly as dominant as he was before the IL, but still good. Like the Braves got a 5.25 team total. Lefties 321, righties 302. And you got Ozzy Albies, who crushes left-handed pitching at 45. I'm not sure I'm as in love with that tonight, but he's definitely a nice contrarian low-owned play if you need him. Tommy Edman keeps getting it done for St. Louis. He's $4,400. He only got you 4 points last night, but it was an RBI sack fly or a walk. But if you're stacking the Cardinals, look at Tommy Edman. He's not a one-off, he's part of a stack. Ian Happ wasn't in the lineup last night. Hopefully it's tonight's 4,100. Him and Moustakas at 41, both really good cheapies at the position for you. Hanser Alberto mashes lefties. Hit a big 3-run homer last night. He's $3,900. Nice value for the O's in that one. A few others below 4K if you need them. Not much standing out, to tell you the truth. Not at this point. Like Chad Pinder versus the lefty Happ at 36. Usually has a little bit of appeal. Jason Kipnis had a big game last night. He had 19 points. He went deep. Had an RBI knock outside of that. He's 3,400 versus Stroman if you need to go there. Joe Panik's 33 versus Plutko. Panik's nothing special, but you know, 9 and 18 in his last two. $3,300 just takes a couple hits here or there, and he gets you value in a good matchup versus Plutko. Plutko's really not that good. When he gets it done, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Lefty's 344, righty's 312 versus Plutko. So a guy like Joe Panik at 33, if you're looking to punt, not the worst thing. And there's going to be cheaper guys coming out between the Tigers lineups and a bunch of others. You can mix and match. Like Ryan Goings comes out a lot. I think he's on the early slate, so you don't have to worry about him today. But he's a guy punting with the locks. He's sneaky at times. Heading to third base, you got Rafael Devers versus Smiley at 57. That's very nice. You got Rendon coming off a big game on Tuesday at 53. So two good plays up top there. But in reality, you're going to Bregman at 52 versus Norris. You got Gurriel at 51. You can play him at first. Bregman at 52 is a great play versus Daniel Norris. Rendon and Devers will be lower owned. Great pivots off of him. But if you're playing cash or just stacking the Astros, Bregman's phenomenal tonight. If you want to be different, Hunter Dozier's 4,900 versus Aaron Brooks. I have a hunch Dozier has a big game tonight, but it's with Dozier, it's very streaky at times, so be careful. But a good spot for Dozier. Matt Chapman at 47 versus J.A. Happ is an outstanding play. Back-to-back zeros for him with a 23, 5, 33, 32. Very good GPP play. He can go boom or bust. Great spot versus J.A. Happ, so I don't mind that at all. Josh Donaldson versus Caleb Smith in a GPP. Sure, why not? Tommy Edmonds, Ronaldo Nunez, mentioned them already. Jose Ramirez down to 4,300 bucks versus Marcus Stroman. Getting a bit of a discount. He put up back-to-back three-point games. Oh, no. Because in 22 and 40 prior to that. He's not consistent right now, but he's got that big GPP potential. Stroman's good. Stroman limits the damage. There's no hiding that at all. But lefty's 303, righty's 275 off Stroman. But 4,300 bucks GPP, definitely worth a gamble in that one. You have J.D. Davis. Righty's hit Plutko with a ton of power. J.D. Davis went deep yesterday, 16 DraftKings points, 4,300 bucks. He's in play. Gio Urshela is only 42 versus Fire, so there's definitely some cheapies at third base if you don't need to pay up. You got Moustakas at 41, Hanser Alberto at 39 versus Montgomery, yet another cheapie for you there. And then other than that, you know, Matt Carpenter's 37, hasn't been doing a ton though, so be careful there. But that'll pretty much, Chesler Cuthbert at 34, another option for you. Shortstop position, Trey Turner at 54. I'm going to keep using Trey. He put up 3 points yesterday, but that snapped his 21-12, 21-13, 13-8, 23 stretch. I'll go back to that well against Joe Musgrove. Trey Turner's playing really, really well. Great pivot. No one owns him. You got Bregman at 52, Xander at 51, both great plays. All three plays are really good. I think Turner's the very good GPP play up here. Bregman, the safer cash play. Chris Taylor, I wondered yesterday why he was so expensive. He's up to 4,900 tonight, went deep last night. He's averaging about 10 in his last 10. I can't pay 49 for him. But if you want to be different against Walkesbach, he's there. I just can't bring myself to pay that much for Chris Taylor. I got Francisco Lindor at 45 is not bad. Simeon at 43 versus the lefty Happ. Simeon loves left-handed pitching. He had 14 points last night, 14, 16, 5, 26, 0, 10 in his last six, having a really good season, 4,300 bucks. Great play for you there. Gene Segura at 42, not bad either, really good spot. Corey Seager at 42, so his 4,300, 4,200 range, really, really solid. Amed Rosario, 4,100 bucks, 12 more points last night, 12 and 19 in his last two. He's got like 15 or 16 hits in his last like 27 or 28 at-bats. He's really playing some good baseball. So 4,100 bucks, good value in that one. But below 4K, it's pretty bleak. You got like Didi Gregorius at 39 is not bad at all. Bo Bichette at 41 versus Buehler. Don't ever cancel anything out there, but tough spot for sure. But Didi at 39 is a decent value against Mike Fiers. But I'd try to stay in that Simeon, Segura, Seager, Rosario range if you're looking for cheapies at shortstop. Outfield to wrap her up. Yeah, Yelich at 56, great spot. Yordan Alvarez, but Mookie Betts at 54 versus Smiley, I like a lot at 54. And JD Martinez all the way up to 51. So that's two really good plays. Juan Soto finally got his price bump. Didn't do much last night, but he got his price bump. He's 54 in a great spot versus Musgrove. When you attack Musgrove, you attack him with lefties. Lefties 309, righties 318. But the big power comes from lefties versus Joe Musgrove. So Juan Soto be your guy there. Bellinger at 52 is a good spot there versus Walkesbach. Don't hate that. But Bryce Harper at 51 versus Ricky Porcello. Bryce is on a tear, averaging 15 over his last 10. Got a double last night, 7 points last night. Getting Ricky Porcello tonight. Philadelphia 5.5 team total. Lefties 339, righties 322 versus Porcello. That's a really, really good spot in that matchup for Bryce Harper. Mentioned JD already. I like that at 51 quite a bit. Yeah, Jorge Soler at 5K versus Aaron Brooks. Good GPP play for you in that one. But Trey Mancini, mentioned him earlier, but George Springer went deep yesterday. Only $4,900, kind of cheaper for your Astros pleasure. You can look at him in a stack for sure at 49. You got the likes of Benintendi at 48 if you need to get weird. But Corey Dickerson at 47 versus Porcello is a very good GPP play. C-Dick's a little expensive, but a great play versus Porcello, who's just been bad, really, really bad. Look to take advantage of that at 47. Conforto went deep again yesterday for 16 DraftKings points, 16 and 25 in his last two. $4,600 versus Plutko, really good look there for Michael Conforto. I like that quite a bit. You got Yastrzemski at 45 in a GPP, don't hate that, versus Darvish. Nick Castellanos has been straight in Fuego. He's still only $4,300. Put up a nice 20 last night, 17 the night before. Get him in your lineups if you're looking for some value versus D-Rod at 4,300. JD Davis at 43 is a very good price point in that one as well. Kyle Schwarber at 42 is outstanding. He flicked a double last night that just made me like go, the ball is so juiced, it's bananas. But like Mark Connaughton at 42, Sam Travis at 41, Ian Happ at 41, guys we talked about earlier. Very good plays in these price points. Very, very good. AJ Pollock at 41 versus Wagisbach, some definite savings there. And a high-octane offense, very good value if you're looking for it. Few others down below here in the 4K and below. You could look at the likes of a Dexter Fowler, had a nice night last night. He's 4K versus Hauser. He's a discount for you. Kevin Pillard is on fire. He's $3,900. Decent value. Mike Tauchman, 39 versus Fires. He's cooled down a bit, but still a good discount versus Fires. If you need to go there, Aaron Judge went deep big time last night. He's $3,800 tonight. 14, 10, and 14 in his last three. 0, 2, and then 11. So three straight of 10 or more. Four of his last seven are 10 or more. $3,800 versus Fires. Enjoy the discounts while you can. Brett Gardner at 38. Yankees are priced like they're facing an ace. They are technically facing the A's ace, but they're priced really cheap tonight. So I can't wait to see that ownership as the Yankees 4.65 team total against Mike Fiers and Oco Coliseum. They did get shut down by Homer Bailey last night, though, so keep that in mind. But good price points there. Steven Piscotty hits lefties really well, $3,700 versus J.A. Happ, if you're looking for some value there. Other than that, like Brett Phillips, $3,600 for Kansas City, could get on and steal some bags, so some value in that position. Chad Pender at 36. There he is. Greg Allen's $3,500 versus Marcus Stroman. He could be a punt for you. And then you got guys like Grisham down here and others. There will be definite value in the outfield position, so check those lineups when they come out. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Verlander, Darvish, Buehler, all great plays. In the middle, you got Tehran, Wainwright. And down below, Montgomery and Hauser. So some good options there. But I mentioned there are some really, really good spots to target some bats. Houston against Daniel Norris is going to be outstanding. The Cubs versus D-Rod is very, very nice as well. But like Red Sox versus Smiley, Dodgers versus Wagisbach are great. Those three, maybe even the Cubs four, are going to be very, very popular. And I'm not telling you not to play them. I think they're great plays. There's ways to be different. Sam Travis, different ways to be make these contrarian stacks. But like Kansas City versus Aaron Brooks is a great pivot. If you're not using Mike Montgomery, you could look to Baltimore. I like Montgomery quite a bit, but he's there. But like I said, Kansas City is a good pivot. Oakland and the Yankees is a really good spot there. Washington versus Joe Musgrove, those would be the big four I'd be looking at outside of the original big four tonight. Join us in the Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat or the TQE member Discord to get you set up there. All right, your BVP before I send you on your way. The Angels likes a Mike Minor. Cole Calhoun, 4-for-9, double and a homer. Ohtani's taking a deep. Stassi's taking a deep. Fletcher's 4-for-13. Small samples. They've had a little bit of success, but Minor's pretty damn good. But you never know. Starling Marte, 5-for-17, two doubles off Patrick Corbin. Melky Cabrera, Josh Bell at two homers each off of Corbin, as a team only hitting 235. Tyler Naquin, 7-for-12 with a double off of Stroman. Mookie Betts, 6-for-17, two doubles and a homer off Smiley. Bogart has two doubles and a homer as well. Reese Hoskins, Segura, and Dickerson have one homer off Porcello. Lomo has two homers. Brad Miller has five homers off Rick Porcello. Lots of history there. Ozzie Albies, 6-for-12, two doubles and a homer off Caleb Smith. Acuna's taken him deep twice. Freddie Freeman, 5-for-12 with a homer as well. Brian Anderson, 4-for-15 with a homer off Tejeron. Brenton's taking him deep. Castro's taking him deep twice. Grandy three times. Martin Prado's 13-for-39. As a team, they're only hitting 230 off Tejeron. They've struggled a ton against Julio Tejeron. Fowler and Goldie have taken Adrian Houser deep in very, very small samples. Eric Thames, 4-for-12 with two homers off Waino. Hernan Perez, 6-for-17, a double and a homer in that matchup. Not a ton here. Bregman, 4-for-6, two doubles against Norris. Not much there. Goodrum, Hicks, and Beckham have all taken Verlander deep as a team. They're at 227. Profar, Piscotty, and Connor have all taken Happ deep. Simeon, 8-for-19 with two homers off J.A. Happ. That's nice. Gary Sanchez, 3-for-8, a double and a homer off Fires. Cameron Maybin, 5-for-17 with a double and two homers. Judge has a double and a homer. Some stuff to keep in mind there. But other than that, not a ton going on in the BVP world. But that'll do it for your Wednesday edition of Quick Hits. Interesting 11-game slate. There's actually some nice pitching that you can target on this slate. But there is a ton of really, really good hitting environments. A little bit of everything. Lots of mix and matching. That's why I highly recommend coming to the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat or joining us at thequantedge.com. Get the NFL season. You got week 3 preseason starting Thursday. When you buy the season pass, you get preseason, you get best ball, you get the regular season, you get all the tools. The member Discord's amazing. When you buy NFL and use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free. So go check it all out, thequantedge.com. Highly recommend it. And then go to fantasysportsdgens.com, Bench with Bubba, episode 203, Bubba and the Batflip 5 dropped last night. You got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse previewing the Tour Championship. There'll be many more podcasts this week. You got Francisco released the Italia Serie A week 1 picks earlier to our last night this morning, depends on where you live. We got Ben Cameron with his sneaky offense and fantasy football. Much more going on over there, so come check it out, fantasysportsdgens.com. Without much else to say, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 21st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.